This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week I was reading from a book donated to the Roseau County Museum by Jim Stordahl. The book is called Tourney Time, about 75 years of high school hockey tournaments, written by David Levesque and L.R. Nelson. I'll continue reading about the 1958 Roseau High School team that won the championship with the help of two Canadian brothers, Ed and Bill Bulaka. Bill Bulaka was a year younger than Ed, but had skipped a grade in elementary school so he could join his brother in the same classes. As freshmen, the Bulakas had attended a boarding school in Winnipeg, 100 miles to the north. "I was really pleased," Ed Bulaka said about attending Roseau High, "because this way I got a car." Ed, who did all the driving, piloted a four-door 1950 Pontiac Chieftain the first year the boys commuted to Roseau, then upgraded to a sporty blue and white 1956 Pontiac Laurentian two-door hardtop for their junior and senior years. The Bulaka brothers bolstered a lineup that featured several other multi-sports stars, including Dick Roth, the Stordahl brothers Jim and Larry, bullet shooting forward Don Ross, and superb defensemen Dale Olson and Keith Brandt. Roseau reached the state title game again in 1958, entering the finale against St. Paul Harding with a 12-game unbeaten streak, including a 4-0 victory over defending champion International Falls in the quarterfinals and a 6-3 rout of South St. Paul in the semifinals. The return of Larry Stordahl from an early season knee injury and the shifting of Larry Anderson from defense to a high-scoring all-senior forward line with Ed Bulaka and Dave Wensloff ignited the Rams' late season surge. Unheralded Harding's role as a surprise finalist was reminiscent of Rochester's stunning run to the 1946 title game. Harding secured its spot in the tournament with a 5-2 victory over Minneapolis Patrick Henry in the Region 1 championship. Earlier in the playoffs, Harding had shocked St. Paul Johnson 4-3, a result so unlikely it initiated discussions about changing the regional playoff format. Governor's players roamed the halls of Harding High School, insisting they hadn't been robbed of a chance to play in the state tournament, as some Johnson backers were claiming, and pledging their support for the Knights. Gary Schmalzbauer, Dave Brooks, and Glenn Marion were the Johnson players who showed up unannounced at Harding coach John Rossi's biology class. "That's part of tournament play," they told Rossi. "We have no complaints." Cinderella Harding continued to make headlines and amass nicknames: Giant Killers, Miracle Men of 1958, the Wonder Boys from Dayton's Bluff. With a 3-2 quarterfinal victory against St. Paul Murray and a 3-1 semifinal triumph against St. Louis Park, the Knights, outshot in both games, relied heavily on the spectacular play of senior goaltender Arne Johnson. "He was always a pretty good goalie," Harding's Joe Schwartzbauer, then a sophomore forward, said about Johnson. "But I don't know, all of a sudden he was hotter than a pistol." Johnson was sizzling again in the championship game, making 38 saves while continually frustrating the Rams' legion of sharpshooters. Larry Anderson's goal early in the first period proved the winner in the Rams' 1-0 victory. Harding managed just 11 shots. "In most of our games, we would get an early lead and then just go out and play and have fun, as we won handily," Larry Stordahl said. "We kind of expected that to happen in the championship game, but we just couldn't get a second goal." As usual, the Bulakas played key roles. Bill scored the winner against International Falls. Ed was named to the all-tournament team for the second straight year. The victory celebration in South Junction, home to about 35 families, was as raucous as it was in Roseau. "Oh yeah, it was a big deal," Bulaka said. "In those days, everybody shopped in Roseau. Everybody went to the movie theater in Roseau. We were there all the time. The border didn't really mean anything." Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.